You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. California isn't known for its auto plants, but Fremont-based Tesla Motors is making its mark on the state and the region. The Tesla factory has capacity to produce 100,000 vehicles a year, and demand is so strong that founder Elon Musk plans to grow the plant to 5 times its current size. But as San Jose Mercury News investigative reporter Lou Hansen discovered, this growth doesn't come without some costs. Last year, a serious workplace injury at Tesla revealed a common practice in the American auto industry. The company was using underpaid and overworked contract labor to expand its factory. KALW's Angela Johnston spoke to Hansen about his investigation.
Tell me what got you interested in reporting this story. How did you come across it?
I cover Tesla and green energy for the Mercury News business department, and a lawsuit was filed last year involving a worker that was seriously injured on the Tesla site. So we got a hold of the lawsuit and wanted to follow up on some of the allegations that were found in it, some of the claims. It was a man who's about 42 years old, Gregor Lesnik, who came over from Slovenia to work on the new paint factory at the Tesla plant. So he worked there for 3 months, and after that he was seriously injured in a fall through the paint shop roof.
And when did you realize that, okay, there might be something more to this story?
I think there's a couple parts to the lawsuit that were interesting. One was the fact that Mr. Lesnik, who was injured, was getting paid wages less than $5 an hour. He had signed a contract in Slovenia, and he came over with the promise of making more than he would in his home country. It was also interesting that as many as 200 Eastern European men were imported to do construction work at this paint factory on B1, B2 visas. So this type of visa is very common, and there's over 6 million of them issued around the world. So the fact that they were coming in, and this type of visa broadly bans construction work and hands-on work, was really intriguing. And there was a lot of questions that followed from that.
Hmm. So what was your reporting like, you know, once you figured out that this lawsuit was something to look into more? Who else did you speak with, and what documents did you decide you wanted to analyze?
I looked at a lot of court documents. I went to speak to immigration experts. I spoke to some of the workers, and I spoke to some in the community, to Eastern Europeans, to get an understanding of what's going on in that region that would motivate men to come over here for jobs. I also spoke with the companies and had regular contact with them. So it was really trying to get the whole picture from all sides. And the story, you know, once it broke, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said that they would look into this and investigate it. And Eisenman, the contractor who was doing the paint plant for Tesla, also said it was going to review all of its practices with its subcontractors.
Right. But is anyone claiming responsibility for the accident that kind of spurred this investigation?
Who's responsible for the accident is still in court, and there's a lawsuit being filed that's been filed. The companies have said that, Tesla and Eisenman have said that they are not responsible for hiring Mr. Lesnik, although they may be sorry that his accident occurred. His immediate employer, Vuzim, denies some responsibility and disputes the story that Mr. Lesnik told about the accident.
Who's paying for his hospital bills right now, or who's paying for his recovery?
No one.
Oh, so coming out of his own pocket?
The company, Vuzim, did not have workers' comp insurance. So that is in a legal claim as well.
I'm speaking with Lou Hansen, technology reporter for the Mercury News. So what does this mean for local contract workers here in the Bay Area? What is what you found show about the situation for local contract workers here?
I think it's a story that points out how vulnerable visa holders can be. They essentially have to take what their employers tell them. They are in this instance, the men were housed in apartments, and they're picked up every morning by a company van and brought to the work site, and then at night they were picked up by the company van and brought back to the apartments. So there's very little freedom for them there. They really don't have a lot of places to turn.
One of the people you talked to in your story said there was widespread abuse of the B-1 visa in the Bay Area. So tell me more about that. Where else is this happening besides the Tesla plant?
The Department of Labor really doesn't have a good handle on where it's happening. They're dependent on people calling in and alerting them to possible visa violations. So what the Department of Labor does is enforces the $7.25 an hour federal minimum wage. So they believe that it's widespread. They have a hard time putting a number on it. And I think one of the problems that immigration policy experts have with the B-1 visa is it's really difficult to track. The State Department doesn't have statistics on which companies are supporting visas. They don't have statistics on where these workers are going. So once they get into the country, no one tracks them.
I think one thing that stood out to me is just the contrast of these aren't just any old cars. They're one of the most expensive, innovative cars in the world. And so just that juxtaposition of what could happen in the same place that these very expensive luxury cars are being made, that really stood out to me as this big contrast.
Yeah, Tesla so far is a luxury product. Its cars start at $80,000 and can go up to $140,000, probably more. So it's a high-end niche so far. What these men were working on was trying to build out a little bit more capacity for the lower-priced cars, the Model 3 that's going to start at $37,000. So there is behind any luxury product, any manufactured product, a lot of hard work, and not all of that work is going to be well paid. And I think the question is, were they displacing American jobs? Were they getting treated well, fairly? And those are the questions I think that we'll find out the answers to in the coming months.